I encourage you to take your scriptures this morning and open up to Isaiah chapter 9. As you find your place there, please stand as we respect the word of God as we read just verses 6 and 7. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Father, we thank you for your word and the prophecy given here and how it was fulfilled, as we've heard sung and shared in the New Testament scriptures already this morning. Now, as we just consider just a few simple thoughts, bless us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. The Christmas story is not complete without the Old Testament prophecies that tell us of the coming Savior. Of course, time does not permit us to deal with each and every one. This morning, we're just going to look at one, and that would be specifically verse number 6 of Isaiah 9. And even in this verse, we're going to look at a portion of it, because I'd just like to take just a few moments. We don't have much time, but just a few moments and think about his name. Now, God has given us the name here in 5 different ways. First of all, he says his name will be Wonderful. I believe this speaks of his condescension. His condescension, the fact that Jesus Christ is God, that Jesus Christ was in heaven before this time. And as he was in heaven before this time, he spoke the worlds into existence. And that as he had spoken the worlds into existence, he maintained a careful, watchful eye upon these worlds. And that in the process of time, he came into this world, the Creator entering the creation. Above all, and yet in it, it speaks of his condescension. Wonderful, isn't this the way perhaps we might use wonderful today, that something is wonderful, it's good. It means it strikes wonder into the minds of those who consider it. To consider that the Creator entered the creation. Jesus' name is Wonderful. It's also Counselor. This speaks of his compassion. Of his compassion. He who knows the end from the beginning, before he spoke the world into existence, knew your name. And he knew what you would go through in life. He knew the sin that you would commit. He knew the good that you would do. And in light of these things that he knew about you, he gave you a book. And in this book contains his counsel for you, as it's often said, the acrostic made with the word Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. God will answer every question you have and give you guidance for every fork in the road that you cross. In his word, he is, in fact, the Counselor. But his word is also the Mighty God. His name is the Mighty God. This, I believe, speaks of his holiness. As we picture that baby wrapped in the swaddling clothes and laying in the manger, oftentimes we think of this little helpless one who is so innocent. And yet God never wants us to forget that that one in the manger is a holy God. A God who has never sinned, nor can he ever sin. Who never relinquished any of his power, even though he came as that babe. A God who demands holiness and requires holiness of those who would come before him and enter his presence. He is the Mighty God, but he's also, fourthly, the Everlasting Father. I believe this speaks of his love, his eternal love. We often hear of the love of a mother, and we downplay the love of a father. But I'm a father of five. I understand the love that a father has towards his children. And understand that unceasing and unbreaking love that a parent has for their child, and specifically a father for his son or his daughter. It really isn't dependent on whether they please me and are obedient. I still love them. I probably shouldn't let them know that. They just may test that this afternoon. I can see Abby's wheels turning. I'm in trouble now. But God wants us to know that when we see that baby in the manger wrapped in those swaddling clothes, that is a picture of His love. His everlasting love that you can never escape and you'll never be without in your life. Which leads us into the fifth name, the Prince of Peace, which speaks of His mercy. You see, as a holy God, He demands holiness. But as a loving God, He understands that we cannot approach Him in that holiness that He demands. And so He sent His Son to die on the cross for our sins as the Prince of Peace, that mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who has brought the way of peace so that there is now no more condemnation to those that have accepted Christ. It speaks of His mercy. We didn't deserve it, but He provided it anyway. We didn't deserve, and we don't deserve His salvation. We don't deserve the cleansing that comes through the blood that washes us white as snow. But God assures us it's there. And so this morning, as we consider once again Isaiah 9:6 and the name given to Christ in this verse, it speaks volumes of our Savior. Are you willing to condescend as He did to those in need? Do you have the compassion as a counselor to those who are questioning in life? Do you recognize that you bow before a holy God and strive to be holy as He is holy? Do you love as He loves and speak of His mercy? As He is the only Prince of Peace this morning. If you're here without Christ, you don't know 100% for certain you're on your way to heaven. God doesn't want that to be the state in your life. He wants you to know for sure. Before we're done today, please approach me or one of the other individuals here at the church. We'd be so happy to share with you out of God's Word how you can know for sure you're on your way to heaven. If you are, won't you adore Him this Christmas season? Father, we thank You for Your Word. Thank You for the great love demonstrated in that manger in the stable so many years ago. Father, just refresh our hearts as we bask in these truths today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.